Welcome back to another episode of Frank Opinions. I'm Adam.
And I'm Tasker.
And this week, we're going to step back a couple weeks and review a movie that came out that hit the old Netflix that we didn't get a chance to review because of all the craziness that was happening in the movie theaters.
Yep.
So if you guys haven't checked out our last review of Morbius, it's probably one of the best movies to come out of Fox yet. So,
what do you mean?
Or Sony.
Sony. By what I would say, yet. Best movie out of Sony. Let's go ahead and clarify
Shut
that.
Shut your mouth. But this one, we're going to review The Adam Project. This one personally hits home to me.
Yep.
So going into this one, I didn't know anything about it. I just saw it was a Ryan Reynolds movie. So I was like, oh, hey, here's another Ryan Reynolds movie that's going to solely rely on him being himself and to carry the movie all the way through. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, it wasn't that at all.
Nope.
And really, it's probably, honestly, it was a really good movie. It was probably one of the better Netflix movies.
It definitely was. I was actually surprised.
So if you're looking at it, and I feel like even in the preview, when I went back and watched it, they don't really tell you too much what the title of the movie means. You actually, you learn it about midway through the movie, actually. I don't remember it being in the beginning to explain what the Adam Project was.
No, they say, I'm pretty sure about right mid-movie.
So the Adam Project was an experiment that the father, which is Mark Ruffalo,
yeah.
The Hulk, that he was experimenting. What was the basis? But his experiment wasn't time travel in the beginning.
No, it was. Working on it's like a new. Oh, Jesus.
He was working on a new Jesus.
I can't. I had it and then like I lost it, so
it was so he's working on something. I thought I had to do something.
The thing is, like for a power source or something like that.
Well, anyways, he stumbles up on time travel. Like he figures out how to time travel, but the whole basis of the project, he named it after his son Adam. So the movie starts out just a boy and his mom. They're on their own because their father, Mark, he died in a vehicle crash.
Yep.
And, you know, they're living their best life. He's getting bullied at school, you know, typical stuff like that. And one day you flash forward to the future, and Ryan Reynolds is a pilot, which is Adam older. Mm-hmm. He's a pilot and he's trying to outrun what was the name of the company? I'm stalling out here tonight.
I couldn't tell you the name of the company.
It ended up, it was his father's partner.
Yep.
Is who it ended up being. And she ran a company that funded the Adam Project and basically solely in the end took the project for herself because there's definitely a spoiler coming here. So yep. If you haven't watched it, I would just go ahead and eject now. That she actually used time travel to come back in the past to tell herself how the future, you know, how the future unfolds out.
Yeah.
And how she could steer this in her direction to make it better for herself and become super rich. So obviously she becomes the villain. And it comes like there becomes like a Marines and stuff like that, and that's with the military. They become the pilots and in the program. It was pretty cool of the with the jets, how they were linked to your DNA, and
yeah,
you know, only you could fly them. They were basically scripted to you. You couldn't, if you were hurt, they wouldn't let you fly. That I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I liked the whole aspect of it.
It was just an all-around solid movie. Like, I'm sitting here thinking back to watching it, and the weapons they used, you had your typical guns, just with a futuristic Halo look to them.
Yeah.
And then you had the lightsaber. Is that a freaking lightsaber? No. I'm pretty sure it's a lightsaber.
Dude, that's a lightsaber.
Like, the little boy, I know his name was what? His Walker... Scobell. Scobell's his last name. Walker Scobell. They found this kid to play a young Ryan Reynolds, and he killed it.
He did.
He done a very good job of being a young Ryan Reynolds. Like, the quips and how he acted and everything was just like a... like a young version of him. And that's what made the movie really funny. I really enjoyed it. You know, based on that little boy, really.
Oh, yeah. With their chemistry, just playing off each other, just worked.
Yeah, and it worked really well. And, I mean, it is not to mention this movie was actually pretty stacked as far as actors go.
It definitely was.
Because Jennifer Garner was the mom. Mm-hmm. And what's that? Zoe Saldana?
Yeah. Zoe Saldana, I think.
She was the basically the wife to Ryan Reynolds' character in the future. She was also a pilot.
Yep.
And then Mark Ruffalo, and then Catherine Keener was the... Maya was the... was the name of the character in it. That was basically the antagonist.
Yep.
So, yeah, he travels back. He really travels back in time to find out what happened to his wife.
Yeah, because she went back in time and never came back.
And her sole goal was to prove the company was corrupt. Was that they were doing corrupt things. Like, she had found evidence of basically the company's wrongdoing, right?
Yep.
And she... I'm trying to think, so I'm stalling here. She went back to 2018, but because in his attempt to escape, he crash lands in 2022.
Yeah.
And he's being chased by the Maya chick because she knows what he's up to.
Yep.
And they're all in the year 2050. So to keep with the timeline of it, 2050 is when everything's taking place. He jumps back to 2018 to find his wife, but he crashes in 2022. So when he crashes in 22, he's really close to where he grew up. So he goes back to there because he's injured and he's trying to heal so he can fly a ship. And that's when he runs into like the 12-year-old version of him.
Yep.
And then that's where the whole story goes from 12-year-old version and however old version, 37 year old version, tried to get back to 2018 to find the wife and also potentially stop. It was Soren, wasn't it? Wasn't it? Like, the name of the business was Soren?
Honestly, I think so. That sounds really familiar.
But
it's pretty much just to stop time travel ever being possible.
Yeah, because it messed up the world, you know, or it was messing up things. Basically crazy, right?
Yep.
And it created in 2050 like a dystopian world. So that's why he's trying to go back to stop it. But it's pretty cool. Of course, there's the big moral to it with the dad, and, you know, the best way that I can describe the whole family drama is like the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon.
I mean, you're not wrong.
And if you don't know what that song is, I don't know what to tell you. It's basically about a dad who works too much, never around to see his son. His son grows up, and then he actually gets stuck with seeing two versions of it. 12-year-old kid whose father died, and 30-some-year-old kid that never really had the father and hated him.
Yep.
But in the end, it comes to, like, a really powerful scene.
It definitely does.
And, like, it's just, once you watch it and you're in the moment of it, you'll understand it more. But they're, like, passing baseball in the backyard. And it was one memory that they all shared together that they remembered that no matter how tired their dad was, he would come back and toss baseball with them.
Yep.
So the two Adam versions and the dad was throwing baseball in the backyard. Ryan Reynolds' character overthrows it. Mark goes back to get it, turns around, and they're gone.
Yep.
Because time had corrected itself.
Yeah.
But what was really cool was when he got up to age, the 12-year-old age, right? He remembered.
Yeah.
It's like it came back to him at that moment.
Yeah.
That he remembered everything that happened. Yeah. And then he goes and tracks down who his wife was, right?
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool because that was what he was giving up ever knowing her. That because the 12-year-old version was there for all of it, he remembered it. So he was able to go back to the first place that he met the Zoe in class and was able to redo that history. So I thought that was pretty cool. The whole, like, Yeah, that's right, because that was like an arc reactor. It's kind of like Tony's arc reactor.
Yeah.
Is what he created, but it ripped a hole in time.
Yep.
It ripped a hole in space, which was like a portal to time jump.
That's right.
Yep, because at the end of it, remember, they self-destruct that.
Yeah.
And it's a big magnet, right? Because the reactor's imploding in on itself. So anything metal was being sucked to it. Which, come to think about it, that was probably the Fast Nine group. You know what I mean? With the magnets? Was that the year of the magnets? Like, well, that's 21. This is 22, so... But hey, they made it in 21. It wrapped up in 21. So Netflix might have partnered with Universal and got some of their magnets.
Yeah, hey, we need some of those.
Yeah. I think we got a movie where we could use them because she shoots that armor piercing bullet at the end, which it's all steel. Remember? And the magnet sucks it away from him.
Yeah.
And into basically her.
The younger
2018.
Version.
Yeah, yep. Which wiped history of her. Time travel movies are always they're tricky mistresses.
Yeah, but I really enjoy them. Like, I really like the time travel, like, aspect. Trying to figure it out and all that deal.
I was trying to go back here and get a little bit more information to help me refresh my memory. But, little tidbit here. That film first began production in 2012.
Jesus.
And you know who the star was?
2012. I don't know. Mark Wahlberg just came to mind.
Tom Cruise.
I could see Tom Cruise being behind.
Tom Cruise was supposed to be Adam Reed.
I see it.
Thank God it went another direction.
Well, Tom Cruise, he probably got busy with Mission Impossible, like, what, 4 through 20?
I don't know. I think they film those movies back to back.
Actually, no, he was working on Top Gun.
Yeah, 2012.
Yeah. They worked on it back then, and it was actually supposed to come out 2014, and then here we are.
Yeah, I mean, the last Ryan Reynolds movie we came out of for me was Free Guy. Yep. And before Free Guy, it was what, that Red Notice?
Yeah, it was Red. Yeah, Red Notice was before Free Guy.
So,
or Free actually, Guy. Technically, Free Guy came out first, and then Red Notice came out in November. But we didn't watch, like, I didn't watch Free Guy until this past month.
Yeah, so in the timeline of my things, I seen Red Notice first.
Yep.
Because it was another Netflix one. I think it's Netflix, right?
Yeah, it is Netflix. It is a Netflix original.
Holy shit, man. They must have paid a lot for Ryan Reynolds. They signed a contract with him, and they were like, we're going to pump movies out like you wouldn't believe. I hope you don't have anything planned in your life for the next 6 years.
Well, there is supposed to be a Red Notice 2 coming.
Oh, man, I was done with Red Notice 1. I watched Red Notice. I didn't like it at all.
It was your average heist movie. I mean,
yeah. Nothing was special about it to me at all.
No.
And then you got Free Guy, which was better than Red Notice.
Yeah.
And then we get the Adam Project, which is way better than Free Guy.
Yep. I agree with you on that.
So we're moving up. This is the good direction. And I like this movie a lot better because it didn't solely rely on Ryan Reynolds and snarky comments and stuff like that.
And what's cool, it was the same director from Free Guy, too, Sean Levy.
That's because he watched Free Guy and was like, I know what I need to fix now. But what was cool was that Walker Scobell, I'd read that he'd watched, like, Deadpool for one complete summer.
It was Deadpool 2.
And knew it by heart.
Deadpool 2 because is the one, I think.
You get some of those little tidbits in the movie, like when he lands, he's like superhero landing.
Oh, yeah. All those Easter eggs that you catch was just great.
Oh, there's that scene where he's like, you got to stand up to your bullies. And he puts him in front of those kids that's always bullying him. And he's like, yeah, stand up to him. The kids, like, just beat the crap out of him. And he's like, well, that didn't go very well. And of course, our hometown girl's in it, Jennifer Garner. So, representing the West Virginia.
I've seen people kind of compare the Adam Project, like the sequel to 13 Going on 30.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, you know me, I look for plot holes and I try to look for ways to shoot it down, but it was really just a wholesome, good moral time travel movie. It really done good for all the aspects it had to overcome.
Yeah, it definitely did.
I mean, I would say that was definitely a movie that could have stood its own in a theater.
Yeah, it definitely would, because, I mean, the star power alone would have drawn people in.
Yeah, and I mean, the story with some good hype trailers and stuff like that, I think it could have done it.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not forget it had Christopher Lloyd in it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was sitting here trying to think. I'm like, Christopher Lloyd was in it.
I mean, we said a lot of people, but
I mean,
you can't leave out Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, the father, the master of time travel.
Yeah. That was kind of another one of those Easter eggs, right?
Yeah.
Because there's not a time travel movie in existence that's better than Back to the Future.
No. Far from it.
there's never been one.
No. And there won't be one.
Literally the movie that made time travel possible.
Yep.
You've had many different takes on it. But, because I think what we sit back here the other day and was thinking of all the different time travel movies we've watched. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Avengers Endgame was a big movie, a movie of nothing but time travel.
Yeah.
And then, you've just got... Like, I just said they're all hit me. Like, Men in Black had time travel. X-Men had time travel.
Yeah. That's why I'm sitting here trying to think of time travel movies. And, like, I had them, and now, like, they're gone. The Project Alamac, that was one of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Time Traveler's Wife.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, Hot Tub Time Machine. You know, another really good time travel movie, Looper.
I've never seen Looper. With old Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah. Yep.
Nope, never seen it.
Then you got like the time machine and of course Terminator.
Oh yeah.
And then Time Cop. There's a bunch of them. Yeah. I'm just sitting here like racking my brain. Hell, Deadpool 2 was about time travel.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yep. Because if you think about it, technically, did Deadpool 2 actually happen?
Right.
I mean... They made the movie and then they wrote the movie out.
Another movie Ryan Reynolds was in that was time travel. Wow. And of course, you got Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yep.
To say, yeah, I mean, come to think of it, hell, time travel's a big topic in the movie genre, if you think about it.
Yeah.
It definitely is. I didn't know. I'm just sitting here going through the catalog in the old brain that I've watched, and I'm sure there's a ton of movies I'm not thinking of. So in the comments below, tell us your favorite time travel movie.
Yeah.
Let us know what yours is. And then, you know, let us know on the Adam Project. I know this podcast may have been a little rough on trying to explain it, but there's really nothing that makes it stand out among the rest. And there's nothing that makes it fall below the rest.
No.
It's a very good family. Because I feel like it's a family movie. I mean, there's...
Oh, yeah, I'd say family movie.
So, it's pretty well-rounded. You can watch it. There's not... I can't even think... There wasn't... If there was any cussing in it, it was next to none.
I would say it was... It, hardly any, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
A little bit, but nothing.
Let me look up the rating for you guys. An hour and 46 minutes. So it's rated. It's a freaking average movie. PG-13. So yeah, it's a good movie to watch with the fam. Not bad. And you get the old teary-eyed section. I mean, it had it all. Action,
it's
adventure,
got, yeah, it's
love.
It's got everything.
Yeah, well-rounded movie. So with that being said, I give it my FOFR, the Frank Opinions film rating. I'm going to hit it with like an 8.6.
Yeah, I'm saying an 8.4.
Yeah, I can't dig it. I'd watch it again.
Yep.
Just because I'm sure there's a lot that I missed.
But like I was, the reference of remember when the older Adam Ryan Reynolds is out there and the future army people are surrounding him and he's like talking to the younger Adam. He's like, "Yeah, you need to help me out." And he goes, "Just remember, look at him, smile, and then just punch him right in the private parts."
Yeah, that's what he tells me when he's fighting
when he's
bullies.
The bullies. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah, that... obviously, it has those quips in it, but that Walker Scobell, man, he carried it for me on those.
Yeah,
he had it more... He made it more interesting for me, honestly. And I was just looking here on here. It looks like he's going to be Percy Jackson.
Yeah, they cast him as that for the Disney show.
Yeah, the adaptation of Percy Jackson and the Olympians. Mm-hmm. Cool.
So we'll get to see more of him.
So, yeah. Again, tell us your favorite time traveler movie and if there's one specifically you would like us to watch and review. Like, just... I mean, any of them.
Yeah.
Any time traveler movie. And then, if for some reason Jennifer Garner's watching this, thanks for, or listen, watching it. Listening to this. Thanks for being such a cool West Virginian.
Yep.
And just a solid, good person.
Yep.
Because our state gets shit on so much, but it's probably one of the best states out of the union. So, thanks for representing us well. But with that being said, I'm Adam.
And I'm Tasker. And that was Frank
Opinions.